Context. In 1644, Burroughs and four other congregational members of the Westminster Assembly printed a 30-page explanation of their view that each church had full authority over its own affairs. In response, a Presbyterian named Thomas Edwards, 1599 to 1647, published a passionate 300-page rebuttal. 2 years later, Edwards urged Parliament to purge England of 180 dangerous religious errors, including Congregationalism. Burroughs was reluctant to respond, but others replied heatedly, which sparked the pamphlet wars. Grieved by these conflicts, Burroughs preached a sermon series urging reconciliation and unity, which was published in May of 1646 as Irenicum, to the lovers of truth and peace. Heart divisions opened in the causes and evils of them, with cautions that we may not be hurt by them, and endeavors to heal them. Irenicum comes from the Greek word for peace, and was used in several works urging Christian unity. Burroughs's strategy is to strike at the heart divisions within us that create divisions between us. He addresses these divisions in four main sections. 1. Causes of divisions. 2. Evils of divisions. 3. Cautions that we may not be hurt by divisions. 4. Endeavors to heal divisions. Burroughs states his objective clearly in his opening note to readers. My aims are peace, which I will never cease endeavoring and praying for. I, who am your friend, glad of any opportunity for your good. Jeremiah Burroughs. Preview. We don't love others as we should, because we don't love God as we should. Therefore, to deal with the conflict in our lives, we must focus on our own individual relationships with God and our attitudes toward others. Our hearts are the source of our divisions. Realizing that we are the problem, we must root out the causes of divisions, the mistaken thinking, selfish inclinations, and divisive behaviors that ruin our relationships. Then we should reflect on the evils of our divisions to motivate us to address them. By counting the cost of our conflicts, acknowledging their sinfulness, and dreading the pain they bring, we will, by God's grace, be sobered to finally deal with them. We must be cautious, however, about how we view and respond to our divisions so that we do not react wrongly and cause more damage. We must beware of the bad responses to conflict and learn how to see them from the right perspective if we are to let God do His good work through them. Having located the sources, identified the causes, considered the evils, and taken the appropriate cautions concerning our divisions, we will be in a good place to cure them. If we think about unity rightly, consider the reasons for unity biblically, develop the virtues of peaceful people faithfully, and implement unifying practices diligently, then we can expect God to bring peace and healing. Irenicum, to the lovers of truth and peace. Heart divisions opened in the causes and evils of them, with cautions that we may not be hurt by them and endeavors to heal them, by Jeremiah Burroughs. Chapter 1. Sources of Divisions. Heart Divisions. Our heart is our true self. It is our essential identity and character that reveals itself in how we think, feel, and act. As Jesus said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. Luke 6:45. Which is why Solomon warns, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Proverbs 4:23 NASB. The heart's main purpose is to love God and love others, and only in that order. As Jesus taught, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew 22:37-40. Moses gave the same two commands to Israel, Deuteronomy 6:5, Leviticus 19:18. God's intent for the heart has never changed. When we love God wholeheartedly, we have healthy hearts. When we love God half-heartedly, we have divided hearts. Divided hearts that turn away from God also turn against others. For if we do not love God as He deserves, we will not love others as He demands. God takes great offense when people disobey the two great commandments to love Him and love others, and He judges those who do so. What Hosea 10:2 says of Israel is true for all God's people. Their heart is divided. Now they are held guilty. The reason our relationships are divided is that our hearts are divided from God and from one another. This basic truth about interpersonal conflicts has three key implications. 1. The main source of our strife is internal, not external. 2. Hearts divided from God always divide from others. 3. Our divisions with God and others will only be healed when our heart divisions between God and others are healed. Peace starts in the heart. Heart divisions in Hosea's day. 7 centuries before Jesus was born, God sent the prophet Hosea to tell Israel to repent and return to Him so that He might heal and restore them. At Mount Sinai, Israel had vowed to forsake all other gods and to keep themselves only for the Lord. Exodus 19:5-8, 24:7. But like Hosea's unfaithful wife, Israel had been unfaithful to God, disobeying His laws and worshiping false gods. God's people had promised to be spiritually faithful, but they were not. Instead, Israel divided their allegiance between the Lord and false gods. They loved unfaithfully, thought wrongly, and acted wickedly. Israel pledged themselves to God, but then gave themselves to idols, and the nation was ruined as a result. Physical infidelity is a great sin to commit against one's spouse. Spiritual infidelity is an even greater offense to commit against the Lord. When Israel's heart turned from God and against one another, it was then that the Lord decided to punish them. The timing of God's judgment, pronounced in Hosea 10:2, is surprising. Israel was enjoying a time of relative security and prosperity. So why had God not judged them earlier when their rulers and ways were more wicked? Because God was testing His people to see how they would use their freedom and wealth, and they failed. When they came to have more freedom, they began quarreling among themselves. Israel's refusal to address their own heart divisions resulted in God removing them from the promised land. It is as though God said, "There is more freedom in the land for my true worship now," and yet do they still contend, treat each other with contempt, divide, and quarrel with one another? Let them go into captivity. Let the enemy come upon them. I find no delight in such a crooked, perverse generation. Heart divisions in our day. The sad similarities between Israel's situation in Hosea's day and our own situation should alarm us. Like Israel, our prosperity has produced divisions instead of divisions.